The Volume.
The Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. This is why I love betting on the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook for obvious reasons. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. Are you kidding me? And do you see these same game parlay bets? Not to mention the live betting, just a gorgeous platform all the way across the board. FanDuel is making it easy for everyone to bet this season with a bunch of promotions that they will be sharing all season long on my podcast. You can't miss it. We're talking about risk-free bets, same-game parlay bets, enhanced odds, markets, and more. That's boosted odds, baby. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Monaco. So they know I sent you. Disclaimer, 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 Arizona. 1-888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat Connecticut. 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Tennessee, visit www.1800gambler.net. West Virginia. Happy Monday, Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco. I'm your host, Alex Monaco, sliding in with a couple of W's. I'm off the teasers, Jerry. I am off the teasers, but on a positive note, we cash our lock of the day. Cardinals Seahawks, best bet under 47.5. When it hits your ears, moved to 45.5 when Colt McCoy was named the starter. Now, I did say I was thinking the Seahawks could handle business. If McCoy was starting, I don't know what's going on up there in the PNW. I don't think this Russell Wilson Seahawks marriage is going to last. And if you said that 3 years ago, you were out of your Tinseltown mind. Either way, we cashed the W, the Jonathan Taylor anytime touchdown that I did not want to not fire on. He didn't score one touchdown. He didn't score two. The man had five touchdowns. Five touchdowns on the day. Take an Austin Powers bow. Oh my goodness. It's Thanksgiving week, short week. Not for us in the sports world. I will be working tirelessly to get these picks right. May have a couple of Thanksgiving edition episodes here due to the Thursday triple header, but we, before then, wrap up NFL week 11. It is the Bucks hosting the New York Football Giants. For those following me, I am in New York now, so taking an active interest in the Giants. Let's get into it. Lock of the day. Here we go. All right. I am dancing on a FanDuel same game parlay to kick things off, believe it or not, because I am stronger about this than I am my degenerate special. Now, I am taking a side, middle of the program, but I'm going to dance on a lock that should have hit last week. It wasn't even close. And it's the Bucks double result. And I'm going to add in Mike anytime touchdown score Evans, because all the man has been doing lately is catching touchdowns. Let's get into why. Now, I love the Bucks in this game for a variety of reasons. All right? Let's not forget Brady is 51-15 off a loss. Now, 51-14 off a loss prior to the Washington football team spanking. But here is a fascinating stat to really just put in your brain and don't let it leave. All right? This is remarkable. Tom Brady has only lost 3 times in a row in the regular season. 1 time in his entire Benjamin Button career. 1 loss, 3 or more consecutive games. It was actually 4 losses. Are you ready for this? 2002. I was finishing elementary school the last time Tom Brady lost 3 in a tic-tac-toe row. On top of that, Tom Brady is 5-1 in his 6 career games versus the G-Men. In the regular season, of course, we all know 0-2 in the Super Bowl. But I love this spot in addition to that unbelievable stat. The Bucs are a perfect 4-0 straight up at home in 2021. Undefeated at home. They're actually 3-1 against the spread. They are, and I'm going to say it again, the number one offense in the NFL in points per game. It's no longer the Dallas Cowboys off of a touchdownless effort in Arrowhead yesterday. This is not only the number one offense in points per game, top 2 in yards. Tom Brady leading the league in touchdowns, by the way. They are the number one offense in the first half. Still, 16.4 points a game in the first half on the season. 16 points in the last 3, including a lackluster first half against the WFT. This is even more staggering. At home, in the first half, they're averaging 25.3 points per game. At home. At home. In the first half. That's insane. You say, how is that possible? You got to remember, they were off to a couple of incredible starts. Incredible starts in a couple of those games earlier in the season where they won 6 of their first 7 games. Shout out to the Dolphins. And I should have seen this coming because the Bucs in the first half on the road, 9.4 points per game in the first half. That is a 16-point discrepancy, the exact number they average in the first half on the season. You know what the Giants are in the first half? They're 30th in the NFL. 7.6 points per half in the first half. A touchdown. 2 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion to 7.6, the G-Men. They don't get off to good starts, people. And they will not be getting off to a good start against a fired up Bucs team that's the number one rush D in the NFL still. They are not going to let Saquon, if he goes, do anything. You think Booker's going to eat? You're out of your gourd. I love it. I'm taking the Bucs double result to win the half, to win the game. -210, easily, it's my lock. Just to make it plus money, +156. I'm going to add in Mike Evans anytime touchdown. All right, this guy's got 5 touchdowns in his last 3 games. 5. He's also caught a TD in 4 of his last 5 games. This is incredible. Listen to this stat. It's almost unfathomable. Mike Evans has 111 catches under the Tom Brady Bucs offense over the last 2 seasons right now. 22 of them have been a touchdown. It's an NFL high 19.8% catch to touchdown ratio. Absolutely remarkable, people. Second highest percentage of touchdown receptions since 2020. Only person who has more, Adam Thielen. We know what the Giants defense is. It's good. It's not great. We know what Tom Brady is at home. He's great. We know he's going to look for his security blanket. I know Gronk's a go. Kind of like him on a touchdown too to bounce back. But if there's one man to get in the end zone again, it's the guy that's got 5 touchdowns in his last 3 games. One of the only bright spots in the Bucs offense in the last couple weeks. So I'm going to dance. Bucks double result, minus 210. Mike Evans, anytime touchdown, plus 156. FanDuel same game parlay to kick off the program as my lock of the day. Swing! Let's keep it moving. I'm reluctantly doing this. I'm going to sound borderline contradictory. But I'm going to have to take the Giants in my degenerate special with the 10.5. Incredibly hesitant about it. I think the Bucks come out and crush. But I'm staring at a couple of trends here with the Giants. I'm trying not to get carried away about it. But this Giants team is going against a Bucks team that's only 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 games as a favorite. Now, I'm not talking game now. I'm talking the game within the game that is the spread. And the Giants, believe it or not, 5-4 against the spread this year. Even though they're 3-6 straight up, they're a better cover than they are a winning team. And the Bucks, my friends, the Bucks are 3-6 against the spread. They've only covered 3 times. Giants, 3-1 against the spread on the road this year. And they've won 2 of those. In fact, 2 of the last 3 straight up. How about this for an even larger sample size against the spread? The Giants are 21-6 in their last 27 road games, covering the in-and-out spread. You're probably tired of me saying the word. S-P-R-E-A-D. Find out what the Giants did to the 21-6? 21-6. Another bright spot, Daniel Jones coming off a career high in completion percentage, 75% before the bye week on a win against the Raiders. This team has also had 2 weeks to prepare for this Bucs team. Now I know that the Giants are bottom 10 in offense. It's not great. But what I could see, and that's what I'm really banking on here, is a backdoor cover. Now, it's not my lock of the day. I'm putting baby breakfast money. San Diego breakfast money. Not New York breakfast money or LA breakfast money, all right, on this special. And I'm adding in with the Giants covering. I actually really like this. I'm going to take Leonard Fournette over 62.5 rushing yards against a Giants D that gives up 122.6 rush yards a game. Leonard has cashed this 4 of his last 6. This is what I'm envisioning. It's a run-to-pass, ground-and-pound, old-school approach that I can see the Bucks doing. Now, I know the Giants are better against the pass than they are against the run. Believe it or not. It's a top-2 passing attack that this Bucks squad is coming in with. Top 2. They're only running the ball a little over 90 rush yards a game. Not great considering this number here. Only 37.5 yards lower than what they average. And they, of course, got Ronald Jones and they got Bernard. But I'm going to go on a feel here that the Giants backdoor cover and the Bucks make a seriously conscious effort to run the football. It's what you're seeing these good teams doing as the weather gets, of course, colder. It won't be that in Tampa. Tommy is tanner than he's ever been. Nevertheless, I will take the New York Football Giants to cover reluctantly against the Bucks, and Leonard gets over 62.5 rush yards. And we wrap it up with the prop shop. I'm going to put these two props in a little parlay here on FanDuel because you can, because it's the best place to bet ever. Leonard Fournette, over 62.5 rush yards. Mike Evans, anytime touchdown, plus 234. If I recommend another, I'm going Gronk to catch a touchdown. I like this a lot. Plus 234. Bucks are going to come in motivated. They're going to win the first quarter. They're going to win the game. By the way, Bucks, best first quarter offense in the NFL as well. Evans is going to catch a tug, and Fournette is going to get the necessary number we need. And that's our Monday night. Coming off a lock of the day, coming off a beautiful player prop in Jonathan Taylor. Might have been my best bet of the year. 5X'd it. It's like an altcoin you fired on for a buck, and it's $5 now. Hi, how are you? If you cash, hit me up. Let me know. Social media, Moneyline Monaco, Alex Monaco out here firing. Belichick, no days off. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco on a Monday. Enjoy Monday Night Football. Shout out to Brums on the ones and twos. And as always, don't forget to hug your mothers. We'll see you on Wednesday. Ta-ta, real smooth. The volume.